all you put me through. You think I despise you, but in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger. Well,
welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about January 6, 2021 today. It has been 4 years to the day since democracy stood still, brought to a grinding halt by Donald Trump and his lies about the 2020 election. It is appropriate to remember because Donald Trump and the entire Republican Party, absent a small handful of individuals, has attempted to rewrite history. But the facts of the matter are that, again, 150 law enforcement officers were injured that day. $2.9 million worth of damage was done to the Capitol. Rioters brought firearms, knives, hatchets, pepper spray, baseball bats, and other improvised weapons to the Capitol grounds. Many of those weapons, according to prosecutors, were used to assault police. The FBI considers the attack that day an act of domestic terrorism. In response, the DOJ launched the largest criminal investigation in U.S. history. The FBI further estimates that 2,000 people took part in criminal activity related to the insurrection on January 6th. And it is also a fact that President-elect Donald J. Trump is going to issue an enormous wave of pardons, that history will be rewritten even further. These insurrectionists will be called patriots and heroes, and they are neither of those things. Five officers have died. Their names are Brian Sicknick of the Capitol Police, Jeffrey Smith of the DC Metro Police Department, Howard S. Liebengood of the Capitol Police, and two additional DC Metro Police officers, Gunther Hashida and Kyle DeFreitag. It was domestic terrorism. Full stop. Let's go to the phones. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha, you're first today. What would you like to say, sir?
Well, first, I'd like any Republicans listening to call in and justify this and say that it was they were just patriots that loved their country. And I'll tell you what, if that would have been a Black Lives Matter protest, and they would have gotten like that, Republicans' hair would be on fire. This was domestic terrorism at its finest. And yet people like Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, Republicans in Congress and the Senate say that these people were just patriots that loved their country. Well, I watched it on TV, and they were not patriots that loved their country. You can't sell that line of BS.
Yeah, those are lies. Those are not patriots. Those are not heroes. Those are criminals. Those are domestic terrorists. Thanks for the call, Bob from Waukesha. Dan from Green Bay, you're next. What would you like to say this afternoon, sir?
Well, yeah, I find this interesting because you keep going back to this over and over and over again. And, you know,
it's a part of American history, is it not? I mean, it was a notable day.
Well, I understand, but you're obsessed about it. But
well, define obsessed, Dan. Define obsessed. It's the 4 year anniversary or 14 days out from.
I already admit that it was. I'm already saying it is. Okay. But, and I agree that there were some very bad actors, okay, that day. Absolutely. But, I mean, you seem to never want to talk about 1 year of very violent riots where thousands of officers were injured, including one who...
I just want to... We can have a substantive discussion about Black Lives Matter protesters. We can do that. We're not going to do that today because that's not what the subject matter is. I'm happy to do that. What's different about Black Lives Matter protesters and what happened on January 6th is that the January 6th protesters were brought there by direction and invitation of the then president of the United States, based upon lies told to those people for months, conspiracy theories and lies. And as a result, people died. And the one man responsible for it, by the accounting of Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and countless other Republicans, it will stand in the very place, Dan, that that riot, that that insurrection took place, and he will again become the president of the United States. So, yes, that's funny to you? Why is that funny?
No, it's not funny. Can well, I then, talk?
I mean, go ahead, sir.
How is it? No, it's not funny to me. Like I said earlier, they were both wrong, okay? But, I mean, you obsess about this, and it's just
who's
like,
the they,
yes,
sir?
Stupid, and so are the riots. And the George Floyd riots were like way worse in many different ways. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to say this, Dan, and no, I'm not going to give you any more time today. We got a bunch of callers, so forgive me for that. There is no conceivable argument, if you are a reasonable person who cares about fidelity to the truth, that there are not very real and legitimate complaints and issues to be raised about how policing of Black communities occurs. That is a legitimate public policy discussion to be had. People that committed crimes in the Black Lives Matter movement during those protests should and have been prosecuted. But the difference here is clear, Dan. There is a legitimate public policy discussion to be had there. What happened on January 6th was based on conspiracy, lies, and baloney. Gene from Eau Claire, you're up next. What do you have to say this afternoon, Gene?
Thank you so much for covering this topic. This topic is immense. I mean, I'm going to be 70 soon, and I've never seen anything like it in my life, and there's been no accountability. A man who still, even though he lost the election, all the money spent with the Green Bay sweep, nobody held accountable. No accountability for that attack on our Capitol. I watched. I was praying for both sides. They were after everybody. And the people need to wake up, because they're not going to be after Democrats. They're going to be after their fellow Republicans. This guy had so much power, and nobody's putting any dampers on it, and it's alarming that this guy could get away with it. They have the evidence. The people that were witnesses were Republicans. They care about our country. Where in the devil are the people that truly care about our country and its people and the way that our country works? It's alarming to me. But anyway, thank you for covering this topic. It needs to be discussed, and it is not somebody just stuck on it. This is serious stuff that happened, and nobody's been held accountable. Thank you so much, and you have a good day, and keep up the great work, Maggie. Bye.
Thanks, Jean from Eau Claire. You know, again, over 1,000 people have pleaded guilty. Over 1,100 people have been sentenced. But the one person, by Mitch McConnell's own account, who is, by any measure, predominantly responsible for what happened that day, will not be held accountable. He has emerged immune and largely unscathed, and will stand at the very place that the riot occurred when he again takes the oath of office on January 20th. This is not good. Ron from the South Side, you're up, sir. What would you like to say this afternoon?
Thank you. Thank you for this program, Maggie, and showing up for 2025. I love it. So my take is, this is like a surreal day for me. It always reminds me of 9/11. When I was watching, yes, January 6th on the TV, it was just like this has got to be fake. And so the Republicans, along with the Democrats, but especially the Republicans inside that building, which are hiding behind desks, trying to get into secret rooms and all that. And then the next day on TV, they're crying about, Donald Trump's responsible, this can't stand, and and Mitch McConnell and all I'm talking about, and I'm out and this is it. But now they've done a complete 360, 180 to say they're backing this guy who called these people down to the Capitol to do what they're doing. The bitter pill to me is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't hear too many when I heard the interview with the officer that day. I didn't hear too many police officer unions backing Kamala Harris in this election, which is very sad because their fellow brothers and sisters who were beaten and who and some of them lost their lives on January 6th, all of a sudden they get this amnesia that this guy who is going to be sitting in the White House and doing more damage, who claimed that his protesters didn't have any weapons, but he said the others had weapons. This, I don't understand how people forget that this man called these people out there and they did his dirty work and his bidding, and now they're doing a 180 and saying that hell to the chief. I'm floored. I'm flabbergasted, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Ron. Matt from Middleton, you're up next. What say you this afternoon, Mr. Matt?
Hey, Maggie. I just want to point out something that your previous caller and a lot of Republicans do not want to admit, is that that was an act of civil war in the minds of the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and a lot of these white militia groups that rose in number after we had the first person of color as president. They could not stand it. And Bannon and a lot of these people in these churches waving their AR-15s around have been calling for a war, a holy war, or whatever they want to call it. And I just want to point that out. And then second, Donald Trump ran through those Republicans in the primaries in 2015 because the Republican Party has failed them and failed the people for many, many years, ever since Bush Jr. And I want to have some sympathy for people because we've been through a lot as a country. But if you're going to look me in the face and not account for any of that and not admit that it's real, you're a fool or you're lying to yourself. Thanks, Maggie.
Thanks, Matt. What I worry about is that the standards seem to be situational. That kind of violent behavior will be waved, brushed away, brushed aside, but that we can't acknowledge the facts that was based on lies and conspiracy theories. Donald Trump did not win the election in 2020. That the whataboutism, well, what about Black Lives Matter? What about? When we can't acknowledge the fact of that movement, which is there needs to be a very difficult discussion about policing of Black and brown communities and the trust or the breach of trust in some instances. That's a legitimate public policy debate. The idea of them chanting stop the steal, that's a lie and baloney. And it resulted in death. Charles from Milwaukee, you're up next, sir. What say you?
Hey, Happy New Year, Maggie.
Happy New Year, sir.
I think it's just rich that we have a party that constantly claims they're a party of law and order. And the guy that's leading that party is a crook. He's been a crook his whole life. And the guy from Green Bay that called in and said, well, what about Black Lives Matter? I remember when Black Lives Matter protesters went to D.C. to march. They had the steps lined with officers. Yeah. And that didn't happen on January 6th.
Yeah.
And is it because they were white people that they can relate to? I mean, because if anybody that has anything to say about Black Lives Matter, just look at that march that they did and look at how the steps were lined with police officers that day.
Yep.
And it was a peaceful day.
Yep.
But they will try to make it seem like nothing ever happened that day.
Yeah. It's the double standard is just mind-blowing. We're going to continue to take your calls. Text lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm going to remind you all of what some of Donald Trump's fellow Republicans had to say right after January 6th. Because they were pretty clear about who is responsible. And that guy's about to become our next president. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.